In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So this morning, Trinity Sunday, we have three images that in varying degrees attempt to portray the Trinity. We have the bulletin cover, which you can all see. We have the image on the back of the bulletin that you can see. And I hope that inside your bulletin you have a little insert which looks like this. And if your bulletin doesn't have one, you can look at your neighbor's. So, question before you is, which of these three images do you prefer? Which one speaks to you? As I said in my Friday email, it's very difficult to explain the Holy Trinity. The Trinity is really something to be experienced, and it's more about poetry than it is about prose. So which one of these three images strikes you as being poetry, in a sense, and which prose? So take a look at that insert. Triangle, traditional image of the Holy Spirit. There are a lot of words there, right? So this seems to me to be a lot more about prose than about poetry. And it's a very interesting and very concise description of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, or rather the Trinity, right? The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. The Father is not the Holy Spirit. The Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Holy Spirit. So, you know, if this were an adult forum, Sunday school class, you know, we could delve into a discussion of the theology, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, including the Holy Spirit, but I won't impose that upon you today because that's definitely not poetry, right? And then we have a slightly more poetic version on the back cover. It's a Celtic symbol of the Trinity with the three, with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit imposed over each of those curlicues, right? So getting a little bit more poetry, maybe. And then finally, the cover. It's representation of a stained glass. I was hoping to point to one of our stained glass windows as a nice image of the Holy Trinity, but for whatever reason, we don't have a stained glass of the Holy Trinity in this building, in this church. So we have representation of God the Father, with the ineffable name of God at the top, YHWH, Abba, Father. Also a cross in there. And then the bottom left, the Lamb of God. And the bottom right, the dove, the Holy Spirit. Notice the little tongues of fire left over from last Sunday's Pentecost Sunday. So, let's have a vote. How many of you prefer the triangle with all the words on it as your image of the Holy Spirit? I see one, two, three. I see three. So, I never remember which is what left brain means versus right brain, but clearly we've got three folks here who are one of those, right? Yeah, okay. And I'm surprised that the poet in the congregation prefers this one. Anyway, he must also be a mathematician. And then How many prefer the Celtic image? I've got a couple, three, four, okay. And then how many like the full nine yards, the stained glass? Well, obviously we're right, right? No, just kidding. It's whatever works for you, but I have to confess, this is what I like. It's what I chose for our Facebook page. It's what I chose for our bulletin cover. But anyway, three images that tell a story to a certain extent without words. Now, maybe you're wondering, well, why don't our scripture readings this morning tell us more about the Holy Trinity? Well, it took the church almost 400 years to develop the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, which we see reflected in part in the Nicene Creed that we'll recite a little bit later. So when the New Testament was written between, 70 and 110, 120, whatever, there was no real doctrine of the Holy Spirit. So what we have are passages from the New Testament that refer all in one place to God, Jesus, and the Spirit. It's about as close as we can get. I do think that probably the most interesting passage in our scripture this morning is what we heard Ted read from Proverbs, because this is talking about divine wisdom, which has traditionally been associated with the Holy Spirit. And guess what? Divine wisdom is a she. This is the feminine nature of God. Did you pick that up? Does not wisdom call and does not understanding raise her voice? Does she take her stand? She cries out. Ages ago, I was set up at the first before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When he, God, established the heavens, she was there. Great stuff. Imagine with me, if you will, a few more images that might tell us something, or show us something, rather, about the Trinity. Imagine daffodils. I think the first flower of spring. Beautiful, fragrant. The bulb in the ground. The green shoot breaking up into the earth. And that beautiful flower filling the world with a sweet aroma and beauty. All one plant. Think of the rising sun. That fiery ball, those rays streaming down to the earth, and the light and the warmth that envelops us. All one sun. Imagine, if you will, a spring, a gushing spring up in the mountains, coming up from an unseen source. The water is flowing down a river through the earth, and that water is giving life to all of the plants and animals along the stream. All one water. And then, of course, there's love. St. Augustine famously described the Holy Trinity in terms of love. God the Father as the lover, God the Son as the beloved, and love binding all three into one. Love. Now we're getting there. So how do we experience the Trinity? Well, I believe that we experience the Holy Trinity in community. When we love God, when we love our neighbor, when we love Christ Church, we are participating in, experiencing the power of the Holy Trinity. The love of God is reaching out, is enveloping us, and is drawing us in, literally and figuratively, into the community of the Trinity. We believe that we are created in the image of God, right? Well, we're created in the image of a Trinitarian God. We're created for relationship. We're created for community. We have a longing, a hunger, a thirst to be in relationship. Think about an infant who is deprived of love, who's deprived of touch, who might lie in a sad orphanage in some third world country, maybe never getting any human touch, relation, companionship, community. That child will not thrive, because we are created for love, for community, for relationship. So, yep, it's all about God, and that means it's all about love. Amen.